Get Your Dancing Shoes On Because So You Think You Can Dance is back on Fox. We've got the man himself, Nigel Lithgow, joining us on the line to talk about the latest season. Hi, Nigel.
Hi there. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good to hear. So I guess it's going to be Lucky Season 13, right?
I'm hoping so.
Yes. So the show returns to Fox on May 30th. And so this season, you guys are mixing it up a little bit. Younger dancers this time around, I hear, right?
That's right. It's the new crop, if you will. And they are absolutely stunning. And there are certainly one or two that are equally as good as any of their older counterparts, if not better.
Well, there's also just something, I think there's just something much cuter seeing kids dance and be really good at it, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think what they say a lot of the time is cute.
Yeah.
But how they're dancing, I can't actually describe as cute because it's so damn good.
True.
Now, when you see somebody do 7 pirouettes straight into a layout, that's not cute. That is just remarkable. So I think cute in how they answer you. And just brilliant in dance performance. And so many people have said to me, how are you going to get the sort of emotions out of these kids, their counterparts, you know, their older counterparts do, because you've dealt with depression, you've dealt with addiction, you've dealt with breast cancer. How are you going to do that with the kids? Well, listening to the kids' stories, you know, it's quite remarkable of what they've been through in their lives. You're talking about broken homes, you're talking about parents that may have be alcoholics or drug addicts, and they've seen an awful lot in their short lives, and the best way that they can express themselves is through dance.
Well, I think what's incredible too is that they've had such a dedication to the craft at such an early age, because when you're a kid, you know, it starts when you're a teenager, you start to just, you know, be a little bit careless when it comes to things, and you can't commit to, you know, even having a pet sometimes, but these are kids who've taken dance really seriously from an early age.
That's right. There's very little else in their lives, to be frank. You know, as you become a teenager, there are other things that come into play. But when you're this age, you are heavily focused on dance and dance training. But it's obviously, for a program like So You Think You Can Dance, it's more than training and technique. It's about personalities, too. And I think you'll find, if you watch the program, that these kids have incredible personalities.
On the flip side of that, is there an age limit in terms of how old someone can be to try out?
Yes, we're 8 to 13. But don't forget also that the all-stars are there. The format of the program, if I explain that to you, might help your listeners. And that is both Paula Abdul and Jason Derulo assisted me in going around the country and choosing 100 dancers, which we brought back to our academy. Then we leave it alone, and in come 10 all-stars. And out of that 100 dancers, the all-stars choose one that they want to mentor and dance with across the competition. And that means, obviously, that 90% of the young dancers are cut during that week of the academy. And now we're in a situation where each one of the all-stars have chosen their dancer.
Right, and then on the judging panel, I was going to say you have a young judge joining you this season, Paula Abdul, right? No, I'm kidding.
I'll tell Paula that. She'll be very happy.
All right, well, we just scratched one guest.
We've got Maddie Ziegler joining us.
Right. And so for those who aren't familiar, who Maddie is, just to fill everybody in.
Maddie is a young girl that's been representing, I mean, that's fabulous, Sia, a chandelier song. She's
right.
Sort of, I suppose, Sia's muse.
Now, as we watch the auditions, or as you, sorry, let me just go back. So Paula Abdul, Jason Derulo also joining you on the judging panel this season, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So as we watch the auditions, and I'm not asking for any spoilers, but who should we watch for? Either for a good reason or bad reason, who jumps out at you that when we see it, we'll say, okay, that's who Nigel was talking about. That's what he meant.
Well, I will say there is one young lady that I think is one of the best dancers I've ever seen. So I'm just going to leave it there. But each one of them brings something different. You know, they've all got different genres. They all have to do each other's genre as ever, as you know, with the So You Think You Can Dance format. Mm-hmm. But it isn't just going to be about them. It's going to be about how they act and interact with their all-star. You know, I think this season the choreographers are going to have to be very clever in how they, you know, do their choreography. guys and with their mentors for years now and look fantastic. So I think it's going to be very interesting in how the choreographers work.
In your opinion, what is the hardest style of dance to learn or even to master, whether you're old or young?
I think that's a tough question because it depends on your body and how that acts. For me, I would have said tap is very difficult. It requires such a rhythm, ankle work, and to just get the right tone of the taps. But at the same time, if you're, you know, it's not easy to do ballet. It's certainly not easy to spin on your head or, you know, break dance. I think it was only called break dance because you break your bones if you do anything wrong. So there's lots of different forms, lots of different styles. I think to master them all is obviously the most difficult.
So in terms of All-Stars, now I have to know who is on your list. If you could team up and dance with anybody, who would it be and what style would you perform?
I think Cyrus. I love animation. So he could teach me how to do that properly. I think that would be great.
So maybe for the season finale? Huh?
I've done one finale with the tap routine with Debbie Allen's kids. And that half killed me, so I might just back off.
So if you can describe the competition, the contestants this season in one word, what would it be?
Wow. Exciting.
Okay. All right. So we're going to be watching So You Think You Can Dance. It's back on Fox on May 30th, right?
It is indeed.
All right. So everybody can check your local listings for the times. Nigel Lithgow, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Lovely speaking to you.